And to the class, the year 12s of 2020, I salute you because boy, oh boy, you've had it tough. Not only has coronavirus rocked your little world, it's now rocking your future as well. Fees will change for universities. If you wanted to study agriculture and maths, you're in luck. It's going to cost you 62% less. Teaching, nursing, clinical psychology, English and languages degrees are going to go down by 46% in price. Also going down by 20% is science, health, architecture, environmental science, IT, and engineering degrees.
Supposedly to funnel people into those professions that we need in the next 4 to 5 years' time because of the way our economy is going. I kind of wondered if the creative hex, as he explained yesterday, it might really have an effect because in many cases, kids are deferring the fees anyway. Are they really thinking about it? But we had a call to the show yesterday, didn't we, that really contradicted that.
Yeah, just before we get to that, the humanities degrees are going to increase by 113%. Yep. Law and commerce degrees will increase by 28%. If you want to study medicine, dental, vet science, there's no change to the price of what it's going to cost you to study that.
Yeah, here's Daniel, a teacher who weighed in on what his year 12s thought of the announcements.
It's almost impossible for me to get my year 12s on track with those announcements. I just think the timing of the announcements is also super, super poor because the year 12s actually do care about the prices. Like my year 12s were losing their brains yesterday about the rise in the prices.
That's interesting.
And watching it live during my class, but also at the same time, the timing, it's already been such a difficult and crazy year for our year 12s.
Yeah.
And then they come out and announce these things now, just as they finish their exam. So they're already highly strung about their first semester exam results.
Yeah. Good on Daniel as a teacher streaming Channel 9. I have to take that. Very well played, and I'm sure they're learning a lot. But a really interesting case study there, isn't it? Because that was a press conference by the Prime Minister of the country, which was directly impacting their future.
Rowena Ditzel is a graduate transition expert, has been working with students as they finish university to get jobs every single day for many, many years. Rowena, is there a problem in certain career paths for our university students right now? Are there no jobs in more certain areas as opposed to others?
Well, I think what we're seeing at the moment, Carmen, is that generally the whole employment market, as you're well aware, is, you know, it's basically moving into recession. So we're seeing that graduates generally are going to find the market much more competitive. Certainly those graduates that are coming out of those more vocational based courses like teaching and so on, vet, pharmacy, they will find it easier to get work. What we're probably expecting is that graduates coming out of perhaps more of the humanities or the management courses, they will be the ones that are finding it harder over the coming months to get work.
Do you reckon it's fair?
Well, it's hard to say, you know, I don't think the government's looking at it from a perspective of whether it's fair or not. I think what they're trying to do is redirect some funding into those areas where we know that there is going to be an increased demand for graduates, such as teaching and health. We know that particularly in teaching, you know, a high percentage of teachers currently are over 55 and looking to retirement, and there's a shortage of teachers. We know that the healthcare sector is going to have increased demand. It's certainly been one of the fastest growing employment sectors recently and is projected to be so. So what they're trying to do, I think, is encourage people into those sectors.
Yeah.
I think that for students who are currently, you know, in arts or creative degrees, it may make them feel like their degrees are less valued. And certainly we know that employers really highly value a lot of the skills that those graduates are coming out with, you know, critical thinking, problem solving, creative thinking and so on. So, you know, I can see perhaps the reason why, but I certainly think it's a really big appeal for some of those students that may have been considering going into those courses.
Yesterday, Rowena, Michael and I discussed this and both observed that neither of us really worried about the cost of our university degrees, neither did our peers, because it was deferred through the HEX program, which is now known as HELP.
Worrying about it now, though?
Yeah, we are worrying about it now, and I did worry about it until I was able to pay it off. That was because my degree back then was much cheaper than it will be moving forward. How many uni grads do you meet who are concerned about when they'll be able to pay off their HEX or HELP?
Look, I think it really is an efficient form of debt, and certainly it's something that they are very accepting of. I think what this announcement's done is made the reality that it's going to take them longer to pay it off, particularly in certain with certain outcomes and faculties that will play on their mind. I would like to think that it won't stop people pursuing careers that they're passionate about, because we know that when people are passionate about something, they get better outcomes and certainly can contribute more. So as long as the help, as it is currently, as long as that continues, I'd like to think it won't actually really deter people from pursuing their passion in areas where they think they can really make a meaningful contribution.
Well, the beauty of it is that there's no interest, I would just say.
Correct.
It's just indexed with inflation. So I looked at mine. I got stung $86 as the inflation rate went up. So in 12 months, my HECS debt went up by $86. And to start with, it was $30,000. So to give you some.
Yeah.
So it is. That's what you mean by efficient form of debt, I take it.
Correct. And the other thing is that you don't have to start paying that debt until you meet a threshold of income. So, I guess it's as fair and efficient as it can be for now, but certainly, you know, some graduates are going to be looking at significantly higher debts now than they would have been. And I can really understand that, particularly for year 12, as, you know, one of your callers was saying yesterday, it would be quite a, you know, concerning and, you know, challenging thought to wrap their heads around at the moment.
Hey, Rowena, thanks for your time. You're a graduate transition expert. Do you find many graduates of university have degrees that they don't use? I don't want to say useless degrees, but they have a degree and then they go and work in a different field. Does that happen often?
Look, I think it happens quite often, because other than some of these degrees, you know, which are very vocationally targeted, such as pharmacy, vet, dentistry and so on, many people are undertaking degrees, you know, particularly in, you know, maybe in arts or commerce. And what we find is that then the employers are looking for people with those skills, and sometimes the students don't actually know how they can best put them to use. So whilst they may often end up in places that they may not have expected, I wouldn't say that they're not using some of those skills, like research skills and problem solving and good communication and writing skills that they've acquired throughout their studies. So I think sometimes they end up in places that they may not have expected, but certainly they're still using those skills that they gained along the way.
Quite right. They use them to get creative about what they're going to do with that skill set. That's certainly what I've had to do. Rowena Ditzel, a graduation transition expert, it's really good to talk to you today.
Thanks so much for your time. Have a great day.
Thanks, Rowena. Quarter to 10, if you want to weigh in on that, if you are the parents of a year 12, if you are a year 12, what's next for you? Does this change your consideration?